Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful and splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we do have an interesting topic of discussion, and that is the one with 600 wings. Yes, the one with 600 wings. And to discuss this beautiful topic of discussion, I have in studio once again none other than our honorable guest, Maulana Naushad Attari Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And how are you?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Well, Mawlana Sahib, today we have a very interesting topic of discussion, which is actually an article of faith. And that is the one with 600 wings.
Right? I'm sure as many viewers out there must be thinking, maybe is it a human being or 600 wings or, you know.
I mean, to have 600 wings, I mean, it's a lot.
Yes.
But inshallah, as we go on with this beautiful discussion, that will also unravel as to who we are talking about, the inshallah, one with 600 wings. But inshallah, Mawlana Sahib, in today's topic, we will be discovering many aspects, many different dimensions and wisdom pertaining to this topic. I don't want to mention exactly what it is right now, because the one with 600 wings, it leaves that ambiguity, and you know, everyone would want to know.
Let the suspense grow.
Yes, yes, yes. So inshallah, as we go forward, then we will unravel this mystery, inshallah, and we will come to know who is the one with 600 wings. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences and virtues of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings. Decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Let us also collectively with love send salawat upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our all-powerful creator, all-majestic, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-hearing, most just, most merciful, our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the jinnat, the angels, the mountains that we see, the trees, the sky, the cloud, the moon, the stars, other planets, the entire galaxy that we see, and many more that we don't even know of. These are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which shows us how powerful our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Alhamdulillah. And today in what I have mentioned, I have given the clue as to what we are going to speak about. And that is, we are going to be speaking about this beautiful aspect regarding the angels.
Subhanallah.
Specifically, Munasab, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. So in this we see that the angels, to believe in them is an article of faith. As we say, آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت إن هي وملائكته to believe in the angels of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. This is an article of faith. And angels, as we know, when we read the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that angels, they are created from noor. They are created from light. Jinnat, they are created from smokeless fire. And us insan, human beings, we are created from sand, we are created from clay. So today we are talking about the angels in which they are created from light. And do you know that there are many ways in which angels are created through various different means? For instance, and this is a very interesting narration,
right,
which shows us how angels, they are created by different means and ways, right? This narration is that one who places happiness in the hearts of other fellow Muslims, from that same happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel.
Subhanallah.
And this angel, what does it do? This angel glorifies Allah. This angel makes the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Now, when the individual who instilled happiness into the hearts of other fellow Muslims, when this person passes away, the same angel comes into his grave.
Allah.
And asks him, do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? This person, he will say, I don't know. I don't know who you are. I can't recognize you. Can you please tell me, who are you? And this angel will say that I am that same happiness which you instilled into the hearts of other fellow Muslims. And today, I am here to place happiness in your grave.
Allah.
Today, I am here. I am going to help you answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. And not only that, this angel says that I will show you your place in Jannah.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see that from spreading happiness, instilling happiness into the hearts of other fellow Muslims, an angel is created from that happiness. Allah. How hard can it be to make other fellow Muslims happy? Masab, you know, to make someone happy, I mean, what cost is there to it? You know, I mean, what does it really take to make another happy?
You don't need to buy them a car.
Many actually think that they need to go all out in order to make someone happy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little things, you know. Sometimes, you know, just by communicating with the person, listening to the person, if you just send them a message, I was thinking about you. It's these little things that the person will feel like, hey, subhanAllah, at least this person thought about me, is making dua for me. So you don't have to, it's not about materialism.
Right.
That I have to buy something, I have to give a gift. No, I mean, words of goodness, politeness, inviting to goodness, giving them a hearing, you know, just listening to their problems, that can make them happy, can give them relief and remove that burden of or stress of whatever difficulty they're facing. So, you know, making somebody happy, another Muslim happy, you know, the human being, many of us are like this, that if I do this, what am I getting out?
Tit for tat.
Yeah. So we should do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how the pious people live their lives. That they did, their focus was not just Jannah, paradise.
Right.
And just the thawab. Is my Allah happy? I'm doing to make my Allah happy. I'm doing because my Allah has ordered it.
Right.
So like this now, if you know, because the human being is like that, if I make somebody happy, through that happiness, an angel is created.
Subhanallah.
An angel, it's in my benefit. Right. Look at the rewards, will accompany me in the grave, will show me my place in Jannah. So, of course, our first intention should not be that. Our first intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hmm. But I'm sure there's other ways as well.
Oh no, most angels are created. Most definitely. Muslim. I mean, this was only one example, you know, that out of due to spreading happiness.
Right.
An angel is created from that happiness.
Also,
there's one narration wherein it's mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever sends a salawat upon me with the intention of honoring me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transform that salawat, that durood sharif, into an angel whose one wing spreads to the east and the other to the west. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands this angel that, oh my angel, send durood upon my servant as he has sent durood upon my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see, Muhammad, this is also another way in which an angel is created by sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is so interesting, you know, because it's mentioned that angels, they are consistently being created.
Allah.
You know, because in one narration it's mentioned also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whichever male or female from my ummah sends salawat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands an angel to dive into a river. Right, and this this river, this fountain is situated beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this angel is so huge, it dives in there, and when it comes out from that water, it starts to flutter its wings.
Right.
When it does that, droplets of water fall out, drop from there, and with each droplet that falls from its wings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates angels from those droplets.
Allah.
And those angels, they seek forgiveness for that person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we can't really count the number.
We can't really count.
Because the creation is constantly happening.
100%.
Subhanallah. You know, Masab, just something I want to draw the attention of our listeners and our viewers as well. That we come across sometimes some youngsters, Muslim youngsters, and because they don't have proper upbringing, maybe nobody told them, maybe the parents never told them, and so they learned from social media or from the entertainment sources out there, that they believe, when we have discussions, that Shaitan, Iblis, is a fallen angel. So when you ask them, they say, no, I mean, I learned this from the media, social media, the internet. Or they watch movies and dramas and all these things, which we're not allowed to do. And so the entertainment industry is promoting and marketing other ideologies. And so they believe it, that Shaitan was, that the devil was a fallen angel.
Allah.
When the Quran very clearly tells us, Kana minal jinn. That he was from the jinn.
Right.
And jinn are made differently. Angels are made differently. Angels are of light. And as you mentioned, jinn are from smokeless fire.
Right.
So Shaitan is from amongst the jinn kind, made from smokeless fire. Yes, there was a point in time when Allah Jalla Jalaluhu appointed him as Mu'allimul Malakut, as a teacher of the angels. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him lots of knowledge, made him very pious. And you know, they say how the mighty have fallen because of his one act of disobedience. He lost everything.
Allah.
Everything, and he became the worst in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will never make tawbah, and there's no chance for him to make tawbah, and he is permanently fixed for the hellfire.
Masa, you know, that was a really, really good point that you've mentioned, where in Shaitan, Iblis, he was He is from the jinn and, yes. and not a fallen angel or from the angel fraternity. He was a jinn. And this is, mashallah, Masab, you've really cleared this misconception that could have been in the minds of some out there.
Yeah.
So, Masab, we've mentioned two ways already, you know, with regards to spreading happiness, and angel is created out of that. Sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an angel is created out of that as well. And this, you know, it's actually Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he wrote a book, you know, The Creation of Angels. And in this book too, he mentions that through the breath of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an angel is created as well. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There's an angel, you know, named Ra'd. And he is in charge of the clouds and the rains as well. And all of this is mentioned in this book of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah. I mean, there are some angels also that have specific duties to carry out.
Right.
You know, as in when the baby is in the womb of the mother, then the angel has a duty there as well. Some angels, they are in charge of the crops, the vegetation. Some are in charge of the cloud, the rain. As we mentioned, Ra'd, who's one angel,
yes.
who is in charge of this. We have the angel of death as well, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. So we see that there are some angels that have specific duties, but all of them, we must keep in mind, the views of Madari Jinnah, that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are sinless and masoom. They are always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masab, you know, there's one very interesting narration by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he mentions that there is an angel named Ruh. And this angel named Ruh, he has 70,000 heads.
Allahu Akbar.
Each head has 70,000 faces.
Allah.
Each face has 70,000 mouths.
Allah.
Each mouth is made up of 70,000 tongues.
Oh.
And each tongue is blessed with 70,000 languages.
Allah.
So by means of these languages, this angel is constantly reciting the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
And from each tasbih that this angel recites, one angel is being created. And this angel, it rises up into the heavens with the rest of the angels until the day of Qiyamah. I mean, how beautiful is this, Allah? So, you know, when we look at, I mean, this shows the qudra, it shows the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there are so many angels out there. I mean, that one narration wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he could hear the creaks that are in the skies.
Allah.
And that's because of the angels being so crowded there, you know, that no one actually knows like the exact number of angels that are there. You know,
so angels are invisible to us.
Yes, 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 yes.
There could be angels here.
Yes.
We are told that some angels are there to protect us. We have angels, kiraman katibin, that are busy writing down whatever we do, whatever we say. The angels of the grave, angels of mercy, angels of punishment. So as you mentioned, there's different duties and that they are appointed to do. Ayatul right. Kursi you recite at night when you're going to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel
to come and guard you. Subhanallah.
So it's amazing, really.
Yes.
And we really can't think about their number. It's because it's, and like you mentioned about Ruh, that angel, Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine it, really.
Allah, Allah.
That's, you know, how many angels are being created at any given moment.
Yeah. And also, you know, what's the most interesting point is that there are so many angels, right? And the king, the leader of all of these angels is none other than Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam.
Alayhi salam.
And that's exactly who we are going to be talking about today. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the one, he is the one with 600 wings.
Ji.
So huge.
Masab, is it Jibreel or Jibra'il alayhi salam?
Well, Mohsab,
I hear some people saying Jibreel, some people say Jibra'il.
In this regard, ulama ikram, they have mentioned that there are various ways of the name, of saying the name of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Some mention there are 9 ways. Some mentioned that there are 14 ways.
Allah.
And from the, as you've mentioned, you know, Jibra'il or Jibreel, both are correct. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
And from these 9 also, it's mentioned that you can say this name in 9 different ways, right? One is Jibra'il.
Right.
One is Jibreen with noon at the end.
Allah.
And one is Jabreen.
Allah.
With the jim having fatha. One is Jabra'il with a jim having fatha as well.
Subhanallah.
So there are so many ways, 9 ways that's mentioned actually, in which the name of Jibreel alayhi salam is pronounced. And for the benefit of our viewers,
right,
the first one that's mentioned here is Jibreel.
Jibreel.
Okay. Right? The second one that's mentioned is Jabra'il. So there's no ya there, it's just straight
Jabra'il.
Jabra'il. Oh. That's the second one. The third one is Jibreen, as I mentioned earlier.
Right.
The fourth one is Jabreen, right? The fifth one is Jibra'il with ya.
Okay.
Jibra'il.
Yil. Okay.
Right. And the sixth one is Jibra'il. Jibra'il. Like, after ro, right, there is no alif coming.
Oh, so not Jibra'il.
No.
Jibra'il.
Jibra'il.
Okay.
Right?
MashaAllah.
The seventh one is Jibreel. The seventh. The eighth is Jabra'illah.
SubhanAllah.
And the ninth is Jibra'il. This one has the alif,
right,
after ro.
Right.
So SubhanAllah. This is something that, you know, many of us may have come to know of today, that when we hear someone say Jibreel, then don't be so quick to tell him, brother, you're wrong, because this is also the also one of the ways in which the beautiful name of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is pronounced. I mean, we've just mentioned Jibreen and Jabreen with noon at the end. So there are 9 ways in which the name of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is pronounced. Now, Masab, when it comes to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, right? Yes. He is the king of the angels. He is the leader of the angels.
The leader of the angels.
And also together with that, he is the servant of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that I saw Jibreel alayhi salam resembling Sayyidina Dahya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Dahya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was extremely handsome. Very, very handsome he was. Which is why Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi
salam
would take his form and present himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So Jibreel alayhi salam, he's made of light.
Right.
He's an angel, the leader of the angels.
Ji.
But he would also appear in the form of a human being. Sayyidina Dahya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a very beautiful note over here, on the micro mention.
Ji.
That subhanallah, those who question that how can the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be made from light when he's a human being?
Good question.
So Jibreel alayhi salam, his essence and originality is light,
right?
But he used to take the form of a human being. So what's hard to understand over there?
Allah, subhanallah. MashaAllah, so that was a really, really good explanation, you know, that Jibreel alayhi salam being made from light and appearing in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form and resemblance of Sayyidina Dahya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in one narration also, Musab, it's mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw Jibreel alayhi salam near Sidratul Muntaha.
Right.
And he had 600 wings.
Allahu Akbar.
600 wings.
SubhanAllah.
And in another narration as well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every prophet has 2 ministers on the earth and 2 in the sky. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my 2 ministers that are on the earth, they are none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And my two ministers that are in the sky, those are Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and Sayyidina Mikael alayhi salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Also, Mashallah. Some may not know the meaning of the name of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. You know, so with this regards, Mahasab, when we hear a lot, you know, everyone knows that yes, this is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam.
Yes.
But what is the meaning of this name, Mahasab? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. When everyone says Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, everyone takes the name Jibreel alayhi salam, and we've mentioned that his name can be taken in 9 different ways. So one may wonder and think that what could be or what is the meaning of this name of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam.
It's a very good question. And this is one of the benefits when we keep watching Madani channel.
Subhanallah.
Listening to or reading the books and booklets of Dawud Islami, attending the Ijtima, Tabligh and Qafila, you pick up all these points. Right. So Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Jibreel or Jibreel alayhi salam actually means Abdullah.
Abdullah.
MashaAllah. Servant of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. And amongst the Malaika, the other angels, he is famously known as Khadimu Rabbi. Khadimu Rabbihi, meaning the servant of his Lord. And is of course other titles as well, but he is famously known as servant of his Lord, Khadimu Rabbihi. And the meaning is Abdullah.
Subhanallah
Azza wa Jal. You know, if we keep attached to Dawud Islami, we will pick up these fine points. That generally we don't know. And then we learn these things, you know, one step at a time.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah Mu'asaf for enlightening us on this matter. And now we have come to know, dear viewers of Madhuri Channel, that whenever you hear the beautiful name of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, as Mu'asaf has mentioned, that Jibreel means Abdullah, the servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, Jibreel alayhi salam was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Mas'ud al-Dabbagh rahimahullah, he mentions and he says that Jibreel alayhi salam and the rest of the angels, they were created from the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
And along with all of creation,
yes,
they gained the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the friends of Allah, all the awliya Allah from humans and jinns and all the angels, including Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, know that the closeness and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam possesses is because of what? Is because of his companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And he even mentions, Mu'asab, that if Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam did not gain this companionship and continued to acquire the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his entire life, then he would not have achieved even one station from the station he has achieved.
Allah.
This means that, you know, his station was high, but because of being in
his
the
attachment
court,
and closeness to the Messenger. I wonder how many times did he visit the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Allah.
Was it a couple of times?
Well, Mu'asab, in this regard, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he visited Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam 50 times. He visited Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam 10 times.
Right.
He visited Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam 400 times.
Allah, subhanallah.
He visited Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam 42 times. And he visited our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 24,000 times.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah.
24,000 times.
24,000 times.
Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because angels do not do anything against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam visited the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 24,000 times.
Allah
subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Amazing, amazing.
I mean, we look like this year, you know, from what we see, I mean, you have the master, and then you have the servant, and look at that love that's there between the master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the khadim Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Masab, what there's one question in mind, right? And that is, what is the purpose of the creation of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam?
Alayhi salam. It's a good question. Well, the primary duty of Jibreel alayhi salam, one of the primary duties was to bring wahi, to bring the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to other prophets as well. As you see the glorious Quran, it didn't just come down all at once to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It came in stages over a period of 23 years. So each time Jibreel alayhi salam, he would bring a certain surah or certain ayat and verses as wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a carrier of the message to give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Also, Munasib, in one narration, it's mentioned that Shaykh Abdul Aziz al-Dabbagh, rahimahullah, he says that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was created to serve the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah.
Well, he's a servant. The servant will serve. Yes, 100%,
100%, Munasib. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are all, you know, this is all knowledge, dear viewers of Madani Channel. All of these are things that we should know, we should learn, and pass it on to others. For example, we were speaking earlier about the companionship of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, one may have the question that when did Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam acquire the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Masab, you know, this is someone to know, because he had the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever has this question in mind, when did Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam acquire the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If Masab, you could enlighten us on this question as well, Masab.
Before I mention what the ulama ikram have stated, see, Jibreel alayhi salam, being a servant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is unlike how we are servants. Because we are the
important.
That's very important.
Very important, yes.
Because there is a distinction.
Definitely.
We are ordinary, everyday sinners. Jibreel alayhi salam, as you mentioned, is ma'soom, sinless, incapable of committing sins. And by the way, ma'soom, meaning one who is absolutely infallible and sinless, is only two categories.
Right.
The Anbiya and Mursaleen, the prophets and messengers alayhi salam, and the angels.
Subhanallah.
And no other category. So you mentioned, you asked about when did Jibreel alayhi salam gained the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it's mentioned by a great Shaykh, Shaykh Zainuddin Imam Muhammad Abdul Rahman Abdul Ra'uf Munawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he commanded Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, another high ranking angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he must live with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And so he remained in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the age of 11 years old. Till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 11 years, Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam lived with him.
Subhanallah.
And after, or at the age of 11 years thereafter, Jibreel alayhi salam received this honor
Allah,
to live
Allah
with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at that time, Mm-hmm. He would not speak. Oh. He would not say anything. He would not make himself visible to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So
from after 11 years old,
right,
then Jibreel alayhi salam was his companion. Always there, mm-hmm, but not showing himself to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or communicating with him.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that's in the views of Madani Channel. Now we know when did Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam acquire the company, the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, Mawlana Sahib has shed light on this as well. And so far we have covered many aspects with regards to the angels and how many ways angels are created, the different duties of angels, their names as well. And now we are talking about Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. It's mentioned that one of the exclusive honors that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam twice in his original form. Can you imagine? Twice in his original form.
Subhanallah.
And no other human, including a prophet or a saint, apart from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form. Mm-hmm. And it's mentioned that if they were to see Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in the original form, or see the angels in the original form, then one would die at once because of the intensity of their light, of their nur that they are created from. So Masa, we've mentioned here that that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam twice in his original form. Now, Masab, which were one of these two occasions in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form?
MashaAllah Azawajal. So how lucky, firstly, how lucky we are that we are ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one of the exclusivities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. Only he saw in the original form, and as you mentioned, Jibreel alayhi salam has 600 wings.
Yeah.
So on one occasion, when Jibreel alayhi salam was by a mountain in Makkah Sharif, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in his original form on earth, and the other was in the here you can say for Mi'raj Sharif, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. Then by close to Sidratul Muntaha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again saw in his original form. So once on earth and once in that area.
Subhanallah.
For the Mi'raj Sharif.
Subhanallah,
ascension.
Subhanallah. Also, Masab, you've mentioned, mashallah, these two beautiful instances where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form twice. And one was at a mountain near Makkah al-Mukarramah after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the first wahi. And the second you've mentioned was on the night of Mi'raj.
Mi'raj,
and what's interesting here, Masab, is that on the night of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accompanied by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam.
Right.
And they stopped at Sidratul Muntaha. So, Masab, Jibreel alayhi salam stopped at the Sidra, at the lotus tree, right? Did he bring forth any request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, the ulama ikram have mentioned that he was unable to move even one step beyond that point.
Allahu Akbar.
Otherwise, he mentioned that my wings will burn. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going forward to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah jalla jalaluhu does not have a fixed place and, you know, direction that doesn't exist for him, azza wa jalla. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam then asked, is there any request that you have
Allah
that
Allah.
I can mention to Allah jalla jalaluhu? And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, please request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make my wings larger so that I can accommodate your ummah. I can spread it beneath your ummah, their feet on the bridge of Sirat.
Allah,
so
Allah.
They can cross safely.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So, I've been thinking about us. Jibreel alayhi salam. Yes, we know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always thinking about us. But here even Jibreel alayhi salam is thinking about us on that special night.
Allahu Akbar. Also, Rasul, it's mentioned that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a close proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at that time he was made to forget the request of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that where is the request of Jibreel alayhi salam? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, you know better. Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have accepted the request of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. However, this is only for the one who loves you and adopts your company.
Subhanallah.
And ulama ikram, they have mentioned that what it means by adopt your company. You know, because the sahaba ikram, they adopted the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas now we can't really physically adopt the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ulama ikram, they have mentioned that this means to follow, implement and practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is Allah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And also this, we know that he is the leader, he is the king of the angels. And before, we just have about a minute before we conclude. But before we conclude, we do know that we have two angels with us. And that is Kiraman Katibin. And they are writing whatever good we do, whatever bad we do. They are writing it. And it's mentioned, Munasab, that when a person passes away, right, when a believer passes away, they request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the heavens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that the heavens, they are full of angels that are glorifying me. Then they will request to be on the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that even they, my angels, they are full and they are glorifying me as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, Kiraman Katibin, to go to the grave side of that believer that has passed away and recite tasbih to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there at the grave side, and the thawab of that will be going towards that deceased
Allah,
person.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the viewers of Madani Channel. I'm sure we have learned quite a bit about the angels, specifically Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Knowledge does not come to an end. Always strive to learn knowledge, gain more knowledge about this, about the angels, about the messengers, about the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn more, empower yourself, and you would see how that becomes beneficial for you in this world, in the grave, as well as in the hereafter. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.